So I've been seeing a lot in the news and on Facebook and so forth about this Susan Boyle that was on Britain's Got Talent. And it occurs to me that, you know, much like Paul Potts before her, and even to some extent Scott Savel that's been on American Idol, she's receiving a lot of attention, not so much because she's got a wonderful voice, but because she's unattractive and has a wonderful voice. I wonder how much attention she would be receiving if she was, you know, of average beauty. You know, the reason that she seems to be getting so much attention is that people's expectations of her were low based on her appearance and her background, and then she turned out to have a decent voice. I'm wondering if the same voice in a you know, more socially acceptable package would be receiving her as much attention as this is. And I don't think it's the case. So while I think she's got a good voice and I'm pleased that so many people are, you know, paying attention to somebody with some talent, it strikes me that her sudden rise to fame seems more like it's a factor of the prejudice of the public than of her actual talent, which is sort of a sad thing for her, that she's not being recognized purely for the sake of her voice, but for the sake of her voice in combination with the package it comes in. So I don't think people should be, you know, rejoicing and so forth in the fact that people have seen through to, you know, to her talent despite her looks or whatever, because really that's an indictment of our own blindedness to, you know, who people are, and it's really, you know, pointing out our weaknesses as opposed to her strengths. Something to consider.